On Triple J, in the studio, Robin, who had just wrapped up a bunch of park life festivals around Australia. It's been 4 years since last time you were here, and finally you've come back.
I wanted to come back sooner, but I've been so busy with all this touring in Europe and America, and it's closer, so it's easier to get around.
I understand. I'm sorry about our geographical distance.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry too, because I would have loved to come, and I really felt bad for not being here for almost 4 years.
Well, did you at least get a chance to see much of Australia now that you've come back?
No. It's been just full-on touring and, you know, one day in each city and a flight every morning and no real sightseeing. I did some sightseeing in New Zealand, but I haven't been able to see anything here in Australia.
Yeah, you sort of took off from Australia in between the Park Life tours, as a few bands did, and nicked over to New Zealand for a bit.
Yes, my fans have asked me to come over there for years. I've never been, and I decided to just try and fit a show in. The crowd was crazy.
Do you keep in touch with your fans very often, like sort of communicating and hearing back and forth from them like that?
Well, I'm on Twitter, and I read the comments on there, so I kind of get people's opinions from there. And sometimes people like will mail my management and stuff, but I'm not a big communicator. I'm just like a sender, but I do look. People say
it will be seen. If you say something to Robin, it will be looked at.
Yeah.
What about, you know, when you actually get to see these people, like at the Park Life festivals on that big stage, people singing along to songs you haven't even played here before from the Body Talk trilogy?
Yeah, it's fun to see what people like here. And I remember Australia being one of the first places they really kind of embraced what I did after I started Konnichiwa Records.
Yeah, and what about the other Park Life people? Did you get a chance to hang out? I mean, you're sort of flying in, flying out with any of the other bands at Park Life?
Yeah, I've Charlie XCX and I, we were on the Coldplay tour together, so we kind of know each other a little bit.
I was talking to Charlie last Friday, as a matter of fact. She mentioned that herself and Chris Martin talked about pony sex. Did you have any pony sex conversations with Chris Martin from Coldplay?
No pony sex conversations, no. We did have some conversations about Pitchfork not liking their records ever, and he was really bummed out.
Oh, well, I
thought that was sweet.
Yeah, it is, especially for a band like Coldplay, who are so massive, like before Pitchfork even existed, Coldplay were massive, that he still gets bummed out by things like that.
Yeah.
Oh, internet trolling affects us all, even Chris Martin. On Triple J, that is Dancing on My Own from Robin's trilogy, the Body Talk trilogy, from Body Talk Part 1. You released that as a trilogy, Robin, just so you could tour in between releasing them all. Is that the way it works?
Yeah, and I still didn't make it over here until now.
I know, that's not that, but like, that was my next question.
Yeah. What's going on?
We're just so far away.
The plan didn't work. I mean, I can just say that right now. I'm never going to do that again, ever. 3 albums in 1 year again. It totally killed me.
It seems like it would be more work.
It was so much work. I mean, I still can't believe that I actually pulled it off. But I did, and I think it was quite an achievement. And I did get to tour a lot. I just didn't make it to Australia.
Yeah.
But that's about the only place I didn't make it to. I didn't make it to Mexico.
Oh, have you been to Mexico since?
No.
Any plans for Mexico?
In the future.
Well, I think that is fairly obvious.
In the not so far away future.
But now, if the 3-album trilogy or 3-mini-album trilogy hasn't worked, what's the next plan? Is it like a 8-part twin A-side cassettes or something? Like, how do we go from here? How do we move on?
Well, it's not a USB stick, I tell you that. So I think I'm just going to try and record some songs as soon as I can and just get out again. I've toured this album now since March 2010, and I just don't want to stay away too long from touring again.
Why do you choose to do things this way? Like, it's different from the standard single to a album to a kind of pop cycle. What's the reasoning behind it?
I guess this is some kind of strategy where I try to find a way of working that stimulates me, and I also think it's very much about the process of recording, and I like how that affects the music. And I have some ideas of how I would like to record the next EP or album or whatever. But first I have to do nothing for a while and kind of see what it is that I want to write about. I'm just making things up right now because I really don't know what I'm going to do. I haven't even started writing, so I'm just like...
We're intrigued already, though.
Yeah.
But, the thing that I think about that is, like, you get called the anti-pop star or a pop star for people who hate pop stars. Does that mean anything to you? Like, what does that label mean to you?
I guess that's a compliment. Mm. It's so tricky, I think, to understand, like, the whole, the way branding and, like, the way the media works right now. I just want people to like the music, you know, it doesn't really matter how.
And it changes so often, too, like, it's changing so quickly at the moment.
Yeah, it does. Every time I come back off of tour and I start participating in real life again, and I'm, like, looking at what my little sister, she's 17, which she's, like, into and stuff, I feel like, oh, my God, I need to go back and do my homework for, like... a year before I can even say anything about popular culture. I mean, that's how I feel right now.
It's interesting. You said you were hanging out with Charlie XCX, and she, I guess, started in a similar way to you, started making music when she was 15, and, you know, sort of, and is now embracing different worlds of the internet, like the Tumblr world and all that kind of thing. It's interesting seeing how people do it.
Right. I think you can do whatever you like these days. That's what's so cool about music right now, that you can define yourself by yourself, like directly to your fans. There's not a lot of filters. I really like that. Yeah. I think I think that I'm trying to just keep talking because I'm jet lagged.
I know you're doing so. I guess the only filters are the filters that people put on the Instagram photographs of you. In the studio, having just wrapped up all of the Park Lives, Robin, and if you saw Robin closing up the main stage at any of the Park Lives, Adelaide or Melbourne on the weekend, so much aerobics. How much aerobics do you reckon you've done on stage over the last 5 Park Lives?
You could probably run a city on my energy if you put it all together over the last 5 or 6 years, yeah.
It's just unstoppable and very environmental if we could somehow rig you up to the grid.
That would be great. I would love to contribute to, the health of this planet.
That would be a way to do it. You know how you have those carbon neutral festivals that are generally people playing acoustic guitars?
Yeah, they should just put everybody on a treadmill.
Yeah, all the dancers, everyone dancing. Imagine if it was you on stage plus everyone in the crowd.
Yeah, wow. You know what I mean?
But let's talk about the stage set you do, because there's 2 drummers on stage. How long have you had 2 drummers on stage as well as the 2 keyboard players?
Well, since I went out touring in 2007 in Sweden. Yeah, the band has kind of changed a little bit, but a lot of them have been with me like for years, like 10 years even. Wow. Yeah, my band is a big part of the stage show. They're very creative, and the live set is pretty much full on from beginning till end. We don't really go below like 110 BPM. And we don't really stop either. I mean, I don't really talk much. We just kind of go and try to make people dance and have a good time. And it's a club show that we kind of adapted to bigger stages when we do festivals, but it's still a club show.
And it works. It was actually, speaking of clubs, I think, were you in Ibiza recently?
Yes.
I saw a photograph that you had tweeted of yourself and a gentleman who wasn't wearing very much.
No, he was wearing a lot for being in Ibiza.
Oh, really? I've never been to Ibiza. Tiny little pants. Who was your friend? Who was your near-nude friend?
He was just, you know, a person I ran into in the club.
Actually, a few of the Park Lights would have had people dressed fairly similar to him, I imagine.
Yeah, I don't think it's that uncommon anymore.
No,
in this
true.
Part of the world.
True, very true. It's especially as it gets warmer and into summer here.
Yeah, and I mean, he's been spending so much time on that body, he needed to show it off, you know. Otherwise, it wouldn't be worth it.
That is a very good point, very good point. So, what is next for you? Apart from saving the environment with your onstage aerobics moves, you said you're going to take some time off.
Yeah, this year's been really kind of relaxed. I've had a lot of time off, but we've also done some touring, but I was supposed to already be in the studio. So I think that what I'm planning to do is go back to Stockholm and start writing again. I do have a couple of shows left, though, in November. We're going to do the Brixton Academy in London, and we're going to do the Pitchfork Festival in Paris and a couple of shows in Germany. But after that, it's just straight home, back to Stockholm, and get back into it.
Nice. Well, when you're at the Pitchfork Festival, will you mention that Chris Martin from Coldplay is a little bummed out?
No. I think that he doesn't really care. I just think he wanted my attention.
Well, you got our attention, Robin. What an awful segue. But thank you so much for coming in. I know you've been flying around everywhere on this crazy Park Life tour and back to New Zealand and back. But thanks for dropping in and have an awesome flight home. And we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
It's the Doctor on Triple J.